Right. If I could get your name again and spell your last name for me.
Okay. Rondalyn Cornett, C-O-R-N-E-T-T.
All right, Rondalyn, looks like you guys got a couple hundred teachers in there, a lot of signs, IPS teachers deserve a contract. What brings you guys here this evening? Help us out.
Okay, well, we've decided that starting in January that we wanted to let Dr. White and the school board know that we are serious about it. Too often they think that we're apathetic and we don't care. So we've started mobilizing the teachers. I'm the bargaining support chair and trying to mobilize them to show Dr. White and the board to know and the public to know that we're not getting fair treatment.
Now, when you say not fair treatment, help my audience out. What exactly does that mean?
Well, it means that it seems to be money at the top for administration. We've had people who've had raises from $6,000 to $10,000, and what they've offered IPS teachers is a 1% raise. Now, we understand that economic times are tight and that, you know, money is short to come by. But if you can find money for the administration, then there's got to be something for the teachers. Also, when the money is low, then what we ask is you look at working conditions. You know, what can you give us that's free, you know, to show that you appreciate what we do? And they have no intention. They said we don't have any intention of giving you any kind of working conditions, even though Senate Bill, public law.
There's a state statute out there.
Yeah, it's a state statute out there. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, 217. Thank you. Public law 217 says that we have the right to have discussion on things that they won't even give us discussion about.
Now, some people might say, you know, times are tough for everybody. You know, I'm not getting a raise. I'm working hard. Everybody just needs to just sort of buckle down, grin and bear it, and just learn to work through it until times get better.
And I understand that. And like I said, if it wasn't for the fact that they wouldn't give us working conditions, I mean, that's nothing. It doesn't cost you any money, an extra personal day. You know, just make sure that everybody has a prep time. You know, everybody, you know, state law says everybody has to have a 30-minute, you know, lunch if you work so many hours. And, you know, we have teachers that are not getting their prep time the way they're supposed to. I mean, everybody deserves a break, but we can't even get them to put it in our contract that we will have a break.
Now, you guys also had another situation where IPS decided to keep a couple days' worth of pay, saying that the teachers and employees will get it back when you leave or someone's discharged from the district. Has that become now a bargaining issue as well?
We've taken care of that. IEA filed a fair labor practice, and since then it has been taken care of. The money will come out, but
in other words, just so IPS has taken that off the table.
Yeah, I mean it's been settled.
Okay, because I don't think that's shown up in the media anywhere. So help us out here, if you could.
So, IEA, Indianapolis Education Association, filed a fair labor practice because when you have a contract on how much money you're going to pay somebody, then you have to pay it. And, you know, we got a letter saying that starting April 24th, we were going to have one day's pay taken out for five straight checks, which would have, you know, not equaled what we're supposed to get paid. So we filed an unfair labor practice, and before it even went anywhere, IPS decided to settle, and we're, you know, it's all settled now.
So what happened? You guys will be getting your pay or?
Well, what happened is that on April 24th, when they take out that first day of pay, they're going to give us a check to cover those 5 days that they're going to take out, and they're going to give it to us in advance.
Now, one of the other things that recently came up was the fact about 180 days. I don't know if you heard yet. The state superintendent has told all school districts that 180 days of instruction means 180 days of instruction, no half days, no, you know, partial days. You get a couple hours in case of weather and snow removal just for safety conditions. But 180 days means 180 days of classroom instruction. Any idea on how that'll impact what you folks do here? Or?
No, I don't know. I don't know how that's going to, you know, impact us right now. I can't say. I mean, we make up our days. I mean, you know, so any snow days that we have, we make them up. So we get our 180 days. 181 days, actually, what IPS works.
How are the working conditions in IPS? Because I've heard from different teachers, you know, some other folks, you know, sort of anecdotally, that in some places it's really rough working conditions. You guys will try to get students who need to be disciplined removed out of the classroom, but they end up just coming right back in, making it very difficult for you folks to teach and have an environment where students can learn. What are you hearing from your union members?
That's exactly what we're hearing. We've been in discussion with some of the administration about that, because we have what you call a six-step discipline, and when you get to a certain step, step four, I believe, then that's when administration is supposed to either suspend them or they're sent to the retention center or, you know, whatever the course of action is, and it's not happening. So you're exactly right. What they're doing is just sending them back to the classroom, so that's just teaching the children that, you know, we can do what we want because, you know, nobody's really going to follow through.
So you're saying that students that should be suspended from class because of behavioral problems aren't being suspended, they're actually staying in class?
Yes, I am. Not all, but yes, at some of the schools it is happening.
So what does that do for you guys? I mean, does that why do you keep teaching?
Well, I mean, you know, beyond just, you know, that, and I know that's an issue, but, you know, we love what we do. And, you know, that's why, but we're still here letting them know we love what we do. But, you know, you have to show us some respect, because that right there is just not showing us any respect.
Final question for you, before I let you go, and thank you very much for taking a few minutes to chat with us. What do you think is going to happen? I mean, can teachers strike in Indiana, or are you guys forced to stay on the job, or what means do you have to get some of these issues resolved? Because it seems to me, from the concerns that you've been expressing to me for the past few minutes, IPS has basically turned a deaf ear until you find an unfair labor practice. And then that's when somebody woke up and found Jesus.
And that's exactly right. I like that. Yes, that's true. Well, no, in the state of Indiana, it's illegal to strike. But that's why every other week, our first week and third week of the month, we do what you call work to the contract. Because teachers don't work. You know, our job is 8:34 like mine is. But, you know, we come in at 7 o'clock, 6:30 in the morning. Some of them stay to 6 o'clock in the evening. So what we're doing is, okay, you know, you don't have any respect for us. We're going to show you just what we do, everything that entails that. So we're going to come in at 8:30 and we're going to leave at 4. That means we're not going to stay for staff meetings, because that's something that we've just done because we're professional. And not saying that we're not, but we just need you to realize what we do give up. You know, our families and, you know, everything else.
So is that sort of what kind of like what happens in, you know, sometimes public safety? They decide to do everything just sort of by the book. Don't do anything exactly. But less, don't do anything more. Whatever the book says, you're required to be here from 8:30 to 4:30. Mm-hmm. After that, just by the clock, by the book, then do your job.
That's exactly right.
Has it had an impact yet, or?
Yeah, well, yeah, not attending staff meetings. That means that, or if the buses are late, that means the administrator has to come out of the office and watch the kids until the bus gets there.
All right. Well, thank you very much for taking a few minutes to tap with me. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you very much.